Ko Taku Hoa in INA, ko Nona Peltier, who's in the studio to tell us about all things business today. Let's start with the market for whare, housing. So it's beginning to turn, really. And what's the deal? Are investors bailing out, are they?
Yeah, they are. And so the momentum in, I guess, price growth is slowing, and that's partly because the prices are so expensive, few people can afford them. But also there's fewer homes for sale in the market, and that's changing the market generally. So what we're seeing is fewer investors in the market. So like in the June quarter, we had 25% investors in the market versus 29% previously. And in the first-time home buyers, there's been an increase. About a quarter, 24% are in the market and buying houses. So that's quite positive. But overall, there is going to be some concern about the rising interest rates. Economic growth, 4.6%, rising inflation as well. And, you know, there are a number of people in the housing market who own homes since 2014. And all those years, they've been in a low interest rate environment. And so for some of them, it's going to be difficult to make that transition to higher interest rates because you get used to that
cheap money. They know nothing else.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Let's talk about risks to New Zealand financial institutions. They're on the rise, according to one credit rating agency. Who reckons this and why?
It's the Standard & Poor's, and it's because of the housing market. And just referring back to what I just said, they say there's a 1 in 3 possibility that the banks are going to face a disorderly unraveling of the housing market, that there'll be shocks there because some people won't be able to cope with those higher interest rates that are sure to come. And that they're also concerned that the steps that have been taken in terms of what the government has done and the Reserve Bank has done to cool the market haven't been really that effective. I mean, what we're really seeing is a market where there's fewer homes available for sale and the prices are sky high. So those issues aren't really as a result of what measures the government has taken. And the Standard & Poor's is concerned about that and is also, you know, picking strong economic growth and high inflation. So these are not conditions that point to continuing low interest rates. It points to the exact opposite.
Okay, let's crunch the numbers for Friday on the markets.
Oh, it's been a bit of a wax and a wane in the markets, especially in Asia with the concerns about the Delta variant. Well, of course, we've seen what happened in Australia just now. And so our index, it finished up 15 points, but it had been down and then it just kind of popped up at the end to 12,736. The dollar is steady at 69.7 US cents, 94.5 Australian and 50.7 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business.